say that Muhammad himself, what lands people into the fire of hell except for the hardness of their hands? Everything we say, Allah will ask us about this. Imam al-Nawawi, he says, اعلم أنه ينبغي لكل مكلف أن يحفظ لسانه عن جميع الكلام إلا كلام ظهرت فيه المصلحة. That it's a right upon every Muslim to guard his tongue from all types of speech, except that in which there is a benefit. ومتى شك في ظهور المصلحة فلا يتكلم. And when he's in any doubt about whether there is benefit in his speech or not, he should not speak. So everything about us in this month needs to be fasting. The hadith it continues and it says, وَصِيَامُ جَنَّةٌ, and fasting is a shield. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ يَوْمَ إِذَنْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي مُرْءٌ صَائِمٌ. That this is a time where you protect yourself from raising your voice, from becoming abusive to anyone. And if someone comes to argue with you, or someone comes to fight you, you should say, I am fasting. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَخُلُو فِي فَمِ الصَّائِمْ أَطْيَبُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. By him in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, the fasting person, his breath will be with Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah sweeter than the smell of musk, sweeter than perfume. لِلصَّائِمْ فَرْحَةً يَفْرَحُهُمَا. For the fasting person, there are two times of joy. إِذَا أَفْطَرْ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ. When he breaks his fast, opens his fast, he's happy because of that. وَإِذَا لَقْيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. And when he meets his Lord, he's happy because of his fasting. Ramadan is a time for us to be active, brothers and sisters in Islam. It's a time for us to try and draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a time of repentance. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O my slaves who have wronged their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah, because Allah forgives everything. Ramadan is a time we should reflect on the narration where Allah mentions in the Hadith Qudsi, يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ مَا دِعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. O son of Adam, if you came to me and asked from me, I will forgive you and I will not mind. يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ أَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. O son of Adam, if you ask of me, I will forgive you and I will not mind. And I will forgive you. يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ لَوْ أَعْطَيْتَنِي بِكُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا ثُمَّ لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِشَيْئًا لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِكُرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةٍ. O son of Adam, if you came to me with sins that covered the whole earth, and you came to me not making any partners with me, and asked from me, I will forgive you. So Ramadan is a time to ask Allah for forgiveness. Ramadan is Shahru Rahmah, it's a month of mercy. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةً أَبَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ. When Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are open, the gates of mercy are open. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the gates of hell are closed. وَصُفِّدَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen, they are chained. So it's almost as if Allah is telling us that if you want to enter paradise because it's open for you to enter paradise. And you don't want to enter hell, it's closed for you. And it's much easier for you to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Sahaba, they would prepare for Ramadan 6 months prior to Ramadan. Ramadan would come and they would reap the benefits of Ramadan 6 months after Ramadan. This means the whole year it was centered around the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan was a time of rejoicing, it was a time of victory from Allah. It was a time of barakah that Allah descended upon this ummah. And half of Ramadan is gone, so we have the remaining few days and the remaining last 10 days, and this is the time of exerting ourselves as much as we can to reap the rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and for istiqamah. And we should remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, that when the hadith mentions that the gates of paradise are open, they should remain open for us after Ramadan. It does not mean that when Ramadan goes, that the gates of paradise are closed for us. No, they're always open for us, if we want, inshaAllah. And the gates of hell for us should remain closed for us, because we never want to enter the hellfire. And so we have to exert ourselves. One Sahaba, they says, Ya Rasulullah, give us some portion of advice which is sufficient for us. He says, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah, then be steadfast. in Ramadan, outside of Ramadan, all year round, we have to show consistency in the work that we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then they are steadfast. What happens to these people? Allah sends the angels upon them at the time of their death. And they say to the dying person, according to some Mufassireen, that don't fear, don't grieve, and have the good news of paradise which you've been promised. And so let's be consistent, inshallah, in the things that we do, and show istiqamah. Ibn Abbas, he says about istiqamah, لَمْ يَرُوهُ رَوَغَانَ الثَّعْلَبِ. It means you don't zigzag like the fox. So it means that you come for Jumu'ah in Ramadan, outside Ramadan. We don't just see you once a year, or you know, once a month, but rather you're worshipping Allah continuously. And so we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for tawfiq, and for success, and for mercy in this month. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are living in a time of tribulation. In fact, one of the signs of the end of time, it mentions that a man will walk by a grave, فَيَتَمَرَّهُ, and he will roll in the dust of this grave. And he will say, لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَكَانَ صَاحِبِ هَذَا الْقَبَرِ. I wish I was in the place of this man in his grave. وَلَيْسَ بِهِ الدَّيْنِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاءِ. And this will not be because of any debt that he has, except that he has tribulations over him. Now, the Muslimin, our brothers and sisters in Pakistan, and in fact around the world, even those who suffer in silence, like those in Niger, and in Africa, and Chad, and Congo, and other places, are a people who are having a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we said that Ramadan is a month of rahmah, it's a month of mercy. Not only is Allah descending His mercy upon us, but it's upon us to be merciful unto one another in this month and outside of this month. In fact, the hadith mentions, الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. The merciful ones are those whom the All Merciful shows mercy towards. So be merciful with those on the earth, and the one in the heavens will be merciful unto you. Ramadan is a time of rahmah. It's a time we're supposed to extend our generosity, because the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was the most generous in this month. And we should remember Isa alayhi salam in the motto of Imam Malik, he has a narration where he says, إِنَّمَا النَّاسَ مُبْتَلًا وَمُعَافًا. That amongst the people in this world, there are those who have ibtila from Allah. There are those who have a test from Allah. And there are those who have afia, they have preservation from Allah. فَرْحَمُوا أَهْلَ الْبَلَىٰ. And so have mercy with the people of tribulations. وَحْمَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعَافِيَةِ. And praise Allah that He is preserving you. So this is why, in fact, one of the hadith it mentions, الدُّعَاء لَا يُرَدُّ بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ. That the dua between adhan and iqamah is not rejected. Sahabah says, Ya Rasulullah, فَمَاذَ نَقُولْ Ya Rasulullah, what should we say then, O Messenger of Allah? And he says, سَلَّهُ لَعَافِيَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Ask Allah for afia. Ask Allah for preservation in this life and the next life. So, فَرْحَمُوا أَهْلَ الْبَلَىٰ. Have mercy with the people of tribulation, and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your time of preservation. Now Ramadan, we know, is a month of sadaqah. It's a month when the Sahaba were generous in this month. They would give and give for the sake of Allah. One hadith it mentions that when Allah is with the people on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will ask them, أَلَمْ أُوتِكَ مَالًا. Did I not give you wealth and money? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. They will say, indeed you did, O Allah. أَلَمْ أُرْسِلْ إِلَيْكَ رَسُولًا. Did I not send upon you a messenger? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. They say, yes indeed you did, O Messenger. Yes you did, O Allah. فَيَنْظُرْ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ فَلَا يَرَىٰ إِلَّا النَّارِ ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ فَلَا يَرَىٰ إِلَّا النَّارِ. He will look to his right and see nothing except the fire, and look to his left and see nothing except the fire. فَلِيَتَّقِيَنَّ. So if one of you wants to protect himself from the nar, from the fire, وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ فَإِلَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبًا. if he wants to protect himself from the fire, he should do so even with half a date. And if he doesn't even have that, then he should do so with a good word. So even with a date, even with a half of date, save yourselves from the fire. Save yourselves from the fire and the tribulation on that day, even with a date or half a date, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith in Bukhari mentions, لَا تُوكِ فَيُوكَ عَلَيْكَ. Don't withhold, because if you withhold, Allah will withhold His blessings from you. لَا تُوعِي فَيُوِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ إِرْضَ فِي مَسْتَطَعْتَ. Don't close your money bags, because if you do that, Allah will close and withhold His blessings from you. So Allah is encouraging us to give in the way of Allah. Allah is encouraging us to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith in Bukhari it mentions, إِذَا أَنْفَقَتِ الْمَرْأَةُ مِنْ طَعَامِ بَيْتِهَا غَيْرَ مُفْسِدَةٍ كَانَ لَهَا أَجْرُهَا بِمَا أَنْفَقَتْ. If one woman gives in the way of Allah, or feeds from the food of her own house, which is not impaired or blemished, which is not ruined, not spoiled, she will have the reward for herself because of what she gives. وَلِزَوْجِهَا أَجْرُهُ بِمَا كَسَبْ. And in fact, the husband will have the reward for what he earns. For what he earns to bring that food, he will have the reward. وَلِلْخَازِنِ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. And the shopkeeper will have a similar reward for what he sold. أَلَا يَنَقُصُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَجْرَ بَعْضٍ شَيْئًا. And none of these will take away from the reward of any one of them. So there is reward all around for everyone. So if the woman she gives in the way of Allah, she will gain the reward from Allah. And the husband will get the reward. And the shopkeeper will share some of the reward, and everyone will get the reward. And one hadith it mentions in Bukhari, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُسْبِحُ الْعِبَادُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَلَكَانِ يَنْزِلَانِ. That there is no day in which the slave of Allah wakes up except two angels, they descend on the earth. Now one of the angels, he says, اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا. O Allah, compensate and return and give to whoever gives in your cause. And the other angel, he says, اللهم أعطي ممسكا تلفا. O Allah, destroy every miser. Destroy every miser, the one who withholds his wealth. And so we have an amana, our wealth is an amana. And that amana has to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we hear of these sufferings around the world, in Pakistan, in Africa and elsewhere, we need to give in the way of Allah. This is what it means, not just that we have an emotional, sympathetic mercy, but rather we bring our mercy into action, and we give in the way of Allah, and we're generous in the way of Allah, and that we make dua for those who are suffering, and we make dua for ourselves. Sahaba day says, Ya Rasulullah, أَيُّ صَدَقَ أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. Which charity has the most reward? And he says, أَنْتَ صَدَّقَ. That you would give, وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ شَحِيحٌ. And you are healthy and you're stingy. That you don't want to give. تَقْشَى الْفَقْرَ وَتَعْمُدَ الْغِنَى. You're scared of becoming poor and you're looking to become rich. Scared of becoming poor and looking to become rich. وَلَا تُمْهِلُ. And don't withhold or don't delay. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ قُلْتَ لِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَلِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانٍ. Don't delay in giving in the way of Allah until when death reaches you and your soul reaches up to your throat, and then you say, give this to so and so and give this to so and so. Don't become one of those people, but become of those who are سَابِقُونَ سَابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are the first of the first and they are foremost in good deeds. They want to race. وَسَارِئُوا. They want to race in the way of Allah. They want to race for good deeds. They want to race to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to race to save themselves from the fire. Be of those. And these people, Allah mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ There are many of these people in the first time, but there are a few of these people in the last time. And so we want to be, inshallah, of the few in this time who do as much as we can in the way of Allah. And just as a reminder, that we have the obligation of brotherhood and sisterhood to the Muslimin wherever they are suffering in this world. In fact, the hadith it mentions, مَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةٍ مِنْ كُرْبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةٍ مِنْ كُرْبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Whoever takes away a worldly grief from a believer, Allah will take away one of his griefs in the next life, on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that's a time, brothers and sisters in Islam, when people will be up to their knees, up to their necks, drowning in their own sweat. That's the day and that's the time. But if you remove the grief of a believer in this world, Allah will remove from you one of the griefs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَسْرَ عَلَى مُؤْسَرٍ يَسْرَ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Whoever alleviates the need of a needy person, Allah will alleviate his need in this world and in the next life. وَمَنْ سَتْرَ مُسْلِمًا And whoever conceals a Muslim, hides his sins, Allah will hide him, conceal him in this life and in the next life. And then the formula of success, it comes to us. How does it come? وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ Allah will always help his slave. Allah will always assist his servant. Allah will always be with his slave. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ Allah will always help his slave as long as that slave is helping his brother. So if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, then we have to help those who we see around us who are suffering. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate their suffering and to be with them in this hard time. And to protect us from a similar calamity. Allahumma ihdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma atayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yqada alayk, innahu la yadhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man adayt, tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt, nastaghfiruka Allahumma wa natubu ilayk, اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا في هذا الشهر العظيم اللهم اهدنا واحفظنا ويسر امورنا وانصرنا على عدونا في هذا الشهر العظيم يا رب العالمين لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا اللهم تقبل منا قيامنا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين وقت الدين عن المدينين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة